The question that Jesus is asked in the Gospel today from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40, was a common one that the rabbis of the day would be asked. Which is the greatest commandment of the law? Since in the first five books of the Hebrew Scriptures, also called the Torah, there were in total 613 commandments or mitzvah, there were many possible answers to this question. Jewish teachers were often asked to summarize the law in a brief statement. Some have said that it was a summary that you could say while standing on one leg. The answer that Jesus gives, drawn from chapter 6 in the book of Deuteronomy, is also common. This commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, life, and strength, is not just among the things that the Jews were supposed to do. It was a central part of the daily prayer of every devout Jew, a tradition that continues to this day. To this greatest commandment, Jesus quickly adds another, taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, to love your neighbor as yourself. Knowing the commandments and living them are unfortunately often two very different things. Far too often we try to obey these commandments in our own strength. But when you see them in the light of the larger gospel story of Jesus dying for the sins of the world and rising to bring new life, along with the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit to empower us to be changed, then these commandments become invitations and promises of a whole new way of life. When we live them like this, then bit by bit we can slowly allow our hearts to be transformed by His grace, so that all those bits of darkness, pride and hatred and impurity and selfishness, all of these things can be left behind, and the love that lies at the heart of our faith can become a lived reality. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.